Taboo, written and read by Kim Scott. Old Haunts. Our hometown was a massacre place. People called it Taboo. They said it is haunted and you will get sick if you go there. Others just bragged. We shot you and poisoned the waterholes so you never come back. We had heard all this, and we heard it again as we lifted ourselves from the riverbed and went back up the hill into town. Some of you may wish to imagine our decaying flesh, our shuffling tread, and a collective moan emanating from our slack jaws, as if we were the undead indeed. It was never like that, and we are hardly alone in having been clumsy, in having stumbled and struggled to properly speak and breathe and find our place again. But we were never hungry for human flesh or revenge of any kind. Our people gave up on that payback stuff a long time ago, because we always knew death is only one part of a story that is forever beginning. And so this story will start here, where the wind has suddenly dropped and the sun glowers in the eerie red light of a dying sandstorm. The many falling sand grains whisper. Thunder crashes and rumbles down the rocky river valley, and lightning glitters on the chrome of a semi-trailer cresting where the highway chokes to become the plummeting main street of this little town in Western Australia's Great Southern, Kaepalup. The old name means place of water, or perhaps welling. But the signpost points to a cluster of buildings either side of a dry old creek emerging from a low near barren range on Western Australia's southern coastal plain. The truck driver, surprised by the sudden descent, touches the brake. His foot goes flat to the floor. Tries to change gear, cogs clash and grate. The truck's chrome glints, tarpaulins tremble, wheels roll faster and faster. Propelled by tons of wheat freewheeling down the street, the driver's bowels loosen, his gear stick flops about. The poor man leans on the horn and he, passenger and truck, make a wailing chorus. In the pub, frothy heads of beer shiver with the truck's passing. The numbers on the speedometer continue to rise. A group of people have gathered on a patch of grass beside the local history museum. They are here for the opening of a peace park.